Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It sneaks up on me each January, and again this year, I had to scramble to get hold of someone to talk about UK's Winter Wheat Conference. That'd be tomorrow in Hopkinsville at the Bruce Convention Center. UK's grain crops coordinator at their Princeton facility, Colette Laurent, says they typically have a good crowd.
We generally do. We average around 140, 150 at this meeting. It is a time of year that they can attend, which is wonderful. Shops are closed. It's cold. Right after the holidays, it's a great way to start the year off for them and get some information to go forward with.
They provide a comprehensive overview of the new and ongoing small grain research at UK.
We have a very good mix this year. We have everything from our plant pathologist, Carl Bradley, talking about Fusarium head blights, which is always an interest to our wheat producers, to a new specialist, Jordan Shockley, who will be combining ag economics with other specialists in the area.
Program and registration details are available at local extension offices. She feels it's a real value to growers.
The registration is free. We just ask everybody to get there around 8:30-ish. There is a meal sponsored by the Kentucky Small Grain Growers.
The program tomorrow officially starts at 9 local. They'll try to get attendees back on the road home at 3. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
UK's Colette Laurent says one element of tomorrow's winter wheat meeting is on increased interest in barley and rye here.
They are starting to be some more interest in it in a certain area of the state. Dr. Chadley will be discussing that. And we're looking at updating our practices with it, which is the direction he's going to head with that. They've just started doing research with that again.
She says Dr. Todd Davis will provide an up-to-date market outlook and economic tools for decision-making.
Analysis of what's going on, what you're putting in, and how you approach it is extremely valuable to our growers at this time.
She says you never know what the weather holds, but they'll try to make tomorrow's event well worth the trip.
Well, we kind of work around the weather, and we try to get them as much information as we can, get enough bang for your buck to make it worth them coming.
That's tomorrow at the Bruce Convention Center in Hopkinsville. Like she says, try to get there 8:30-ish. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.